Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I don't think you need me to tell you that this administration has been the worst administration in American history, unless we're comparing to the first Trump administration. I don't know how that breakdown works, but so far, we have seen less legislation passed than any administration in seven decades. He has us on the brink of war in the Middle East. As I record this, it's looking more and more likely we're going to strike Iran. He's ignoring federal judges. The DOGE cuts were a complete failure. Elon Musk is gone. The list goes on and on and on. The tariffs are destroying the economy. And all this, some MAGA are finally waking up. Some MAGA are finally seeing the light. And today, we're going to react to some of these videos. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoy this type of content, the link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. I appreciate all the love lately. It really, really means the world. And for this channel, we're trying to build something big to punch back against MAGA moving into 2026, 2028, and beyond. And if you want to be a part of this community, like I always say, are you ready? All you have to do is hit subscribe down below. It goes a long way. All right, let's check out this first video on blind reacting. I've not seen any of these videos. So let's take a look at this first one. See what this gentleman has to say.
All right, you shady motherfucker. Listen up and listen good. I voted for you because of your no tax on overtime bill, amongst other things. But here's the deal. I just read your great big beautiful bill, and it's bullshit. The overtime, no tax on overtime, this is the way it works in that bill. You ready for this shit? You get a $10,000 tax deduction at the end of the year for overtime, if you make less than $100,000. Well, let me tell you something, boys and girls. There are very few skilled tradesmen in this country, and I'm talking about construction workers, especially union construction workers, oil field workers, truck drivers. None of them will be eligible for that $10,000 deduction because it stops at $100,000. That's right. $100,000. Now that sounds like a lot of money if you're from Oklahoma. But let me tell you what, if you live in Washington, Idaho, Montana, California, Oregon, Colorado, even Texas, all the coastal states, New York through Florida, $100,000 is just an average wage for a skilled tradesman. Your welders, your pipe fitters, your good framing carpenters, that's just, it doesn't get you there. It doesn't get you there, which means we'll still be taxed on all of our overtime, 100%. This is bullshit. Now, if you're at the 7-Eleven and you're working overtime, you might have a chance. But this is not going to affect those of us in construction and manufacturing. It's just not. A good line welder, most of the country, you're talking $46, $55 an hour.
First of all, I'm going to pause right here. Beautifully said. I'm glad this individual is calling bullshit. There's also a lot more bullshit in that bill. You know, the fact that we're claiming that we're cutting the deficit while adding $3.6 trillion with AT, or $3.8 trillion roughly, to the deficit based on those estimates. And that deficit comes from we're, you know, just giving tax cuts to the richest Americans, mainly the top 20, 10, 5, and 1% of Americans. And meanwhile, it's not like it's investing any money or increasing spending on any of, you know, the different sections of America, like food benefits, SNAP benefits, Medicare. No. It's cutting all of those things. So, the bill is garbage, and it's splitting a lot of Trump supporters. This is very interesting, but also well said, because no tax on tips is just, I guess, how it's outlined in this bill. It's terrible. So shout out to this guy. The important thing is that we continue to push and tell people, remind them how they felt. Don't have the memory of like a small gerbil, okay? We can't move to 2028 and people be like, well, it's fine. I forget about all the terrible things, because there's a lot of them. Let's take a look at the next one.
Don't listen to the Democrats. I promise you, not a single Republican is regretting voting for Donald Trump. I've been seeing this weird rhetoric all over my For You page over the past couple of weeks because I think that like a lot of you guys are starting to watch Candace Owens and her podcast recently. No, we don't. 100,000 fucking 52%. We do not regret voting for Donald Trump.
Au contraire, I've come across at least 50 videos in the past 20 minutes just looking briefly of people who regret voting for Trump and who regret MAGA. Candace Owens being the number one culprit in this is hilarious to me, and this made my week, especially since tomorrow is Juneteenth. And I have to share it with you guys because they're now regretting it, and too little, too late.
I never thought that I would see a day where I would be rooting for a university above Donald J. Trump and his administration. But I don't recognize his administration right now. I don't recognize what's happening. How could Trump be such a free speech enthusiast and being allowing these things to happen?
Stupid bitches get stitches. Y'all hoes better quit playing with me.
I'm Hispanic and I vote for Mr. Trump. We vote for Mr. Trump! Yes!
Beyond betrayed. They used us. They...
We as Muslims stand with President Trump because he promises peace. He promises peace, not war.
Wow, the pressure is getting worse.
You voted for Donald Trump.
I did.
Do you regret that vote?
Yes, I do.
If you could say anything to President Trump now, what would you say?
I expected that you would do what was right doing that. You're creating a disaster, and I don't know what America's going to look like if this continues.
It goes on and on and on and on. And again, just like what he ran on at this point, I always say this to people, and you have to keep reminding them, even when they say these things, whoever you're talking to, your friends, your family, someone online, it's like, do you remember where we were at 6-8 months ago, what Donald Trump was running on? In the middle of campaign season a year ago, this time a year ago, June, what was Donald Trump saying? Everyone in Washington is so incompetent that they're causing inflation and you can't afford anything. Day one, I'll make you rich. Well, we just got the Fed yesterday saying inflation is going to continue to rise. The stock market, he said day one, be a gold rush. Stock market's struggling. Consumer sentiment is at near an all-time low. Consumer spending is really slowing. Businesses are saying they're having to push this price of tariffs onto the consumer. As he also said that, you know, tariffs won't be paid for by consumers. They're paid for by foreign countries. Now flipping on that, that was his main thing. You remember that? Or I'm the peace president. Vote for me. We'll have peace. They're nearing you near World War III. As I record this, all people are talking about it's like, holy shit, we're about to go back to war in the Middle East. What? It's been 150 days. The federal work cuts that a lot of federal workers in this person's position saying like, oh, we're only going to cut what's unnecessary. And then we're like taking sledgehammers to ruining people's lives, extremely important positions that help all of us. Like none of the stuff that he was saying during the campaign trail is even close to true or real. Let's take a look at this next one.
It is stunning to watch Trump do this. He's all over the place right now on social media. I mean, he initially signaled right away that America had nothing to do with what happened in Iran, that America was not going to get involved, that he was negotiating peace. Then he signaled that he didn't have any idea that the attack was coming, but also that he did know that the attack was coming. And now he's tweeting we. He's literally using we to describe what is happening in Iran right now. Let's just take a look at some of these tweets. We now have complete and total control of the skies over Iran. Iran had good sky trackers and other defensive equipment and plenty of it, but it doesn't compare to American-made, conceived, and manufactured stuff. Nobody does it better than the good old USA. Oh, well, hey, yeah, we've got our planes in the skies. Okay, American troops might die, but USA, 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 because it's our stuff is so good and good-looking in the sky. The big, bad American planes are in the sky. What does he think? We're stupid? And the people online that are trying to pretend that we are the ones betraying Trump for holding him accountable to his promises that he made to us when we voted for him, when we encouraged other people to vote for him. You're pretending that we're the ones that are problematic? This level of gaslighting that's taking place, you got Laura Loomer out there saying, screenshot every tweet that's against Donald Trump. Let me tell you something, sweetheart. You better start capturing Donald Trump's tweets that are going out right now because they seem pretty against Donald Trump's ideas of yesteryear.
The MAGA civil war continues. Laura Loomer, Candace Owens. It's crazy. I mean, it's crazy. Again, you just have to keep pushing. We cannot allow people in 2028 or even 26 to act like this stuff wasn't happening. So many Trump supporters said similar things in 2016, 2018, 2020. And in 2024, they're like, oh, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's not fine. How many times do we have to tell you this guy's a liar? He only cares about himself. She was like, does he think we're dumb? Yes, actually, he does. He thinks all of his supporters are dumb. Donald Trump thinks that. He's a narcissist. He only cares about himself. He believes he's owed everything. My goodness, crazy. Kind of inspiring to see so many people, though. We just got to keep pushing. All right, last one.
I have been exiled by the black community. A lot of us have been exiled by the black community. But when I say the MAGA family, the AFF family, my snow bunnies, my Hispanic bunnies, oh my God, when I say the support has been mad real, I've been totally annihilated by our own. But we have been embraced by you guys. I have found my tribe. I am currently dealing with my son facing 21 years that this particular judge has sentenced him to. It is racial injustice. I am fighting to free my son and also free the masses and stop this judge from excessively sentencing our people, black, brown, Latino, Afro-Latino.
How I just need you guys' support in helping to free my son. My son is 23 years old, and he is currently facing 21 years of incarceration due to racial injustice. My son was defending himself, and unfortunately, most black and brown people, individuals, whether you are a man or a woman, here in Colorado, do not have the right to use self-defense.
Did anybody else notice the wardrobe change? So this lady, the 7%, found her tribe. She found her tribe in MAGA. MAGA was welcoming. She had been exiled by the black community. Couldn't imagine why. Where are they now? You did a plea for your son in a MAGA hat, and it barely got any engagement. So you changed it to blue there at the end. And it's almost as if you know the demographic of people who would understand your predicament. In those videos, you're not talking to your MAGA friends. You weren't even talking to your MAGA friends when you had the MAGA hat on. You weren't talking to them because you know they don't care about you. They never did. You know that MAGA don't care about you. That particular judge, you said that they were blue? Sure, they might be. But you know who would have fought against that blue judge on your behalf? Us. Progressives. People who want and who have been fighting for change in our legal system because of the things that your son is going through right now. I'm sorry that your son is going through that. And that's real. I am. I have a son myself. I would never want him to go through what your son is going through. But that is why I vote on the right side of history. I vote for people who won't give cops immunity for unaliving my son. That's why I won't vote for people who put money into private prisons so that they can have slave labor and mass incarceration of our people. I vote to save my son. You vote for people who would see him rot in that prison cell. It would be nice if we could normalize not othering black and brown people. But that is what you voted for. You voted for the candidate that othered black and brown people. Your MAGA tribe, they didn't care about you then and they don't care about you now. They needed your vote, so they accepted you in for that reason. Those same people support othering black and brown people. Whenever they think of black people, they think hood and ghetto. They think walk on the other side of the street. Because we are dangerous. That is the lie that they have perpetuated about us to get your son to be in the situation that he is in right now. Your son is not viewed as human, is not viewed as someone who deserves the right to defend himself. They want us incarcerated. You spoke in one of your videos about equality. Ma'am, they brought back segregation. Do you think they give a crap about your son? Your tribe would be okay with your son not going to their schools, not swimming in their swimming pools, not drinking out of their water fountains. That's your tribe. So I say again, you changed your wardrobe at the end there to a stark blue. Why? Because you know that MAGA, they are not your tribe. Where are they now? They don't care about your son, and they never will. To them, to your tribe, your son would be better off spending 21 years in prison.
Wow, that was a very well said, just very well put together video by this individual. That was, wow, shout out to this content creator. As this video ends, I want you guys to tell me what you think of that one in the comments down below. Wow. So yeah, again, very fascinating to see all of these individuals start to come around and say, we are done. And again, this continues to divide MAGA on the lowest levels, but also the highest levels, as we see, you know, Republicans fighting amongst themselves in the House and the Senate about not just the bill, but the war in Iran or the possible war in Iran, etc. So we need to keep pushing and telling people, remember what you voted for and look at what you have now, because those two things are completely different. All right, I'm going to end it here. Look, if you appreciated this video, it would mean a lot if you hit like and subscribe down below. Help grow, or be a part of, I should say, this growing community. We appreciate it so, so much. Adam and I love you. And once again, my name is Chris Mallory, filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler Channel. The link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. I hope you have a great rest of your week going into the weekend. Be safe, stay cool, because it's going to be hot. In a lot of places in the United States, very humid, like tropical levels of humidity the next 10 days, which can be dangerous because you might be hot, but what you won't realize is that your sweat is like sticking to your skin, so your body's not able to cool down as efficiently. So make sure you get water out there, know your weather, stay safe out there. All right, love you guys. I will see you in the next video.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.